So good evening, dear brother and sister. By God's grace, God has still counted us among the living and given us the opportunity to study His wonderful words of life. So last few weeks, we've been studying the sixth volume, the third chapter, The Call of the New Creation. So we had studied till page number 134, where we studied how this wisdom guides us as a new creature in each and every step of our life. And we also saw what is the blessed result and experiences of consecrating. So what are the precious promises that God has given us and how these precious promises guides us. Okay. Now we will continue from page number 134. There's last just two lines are there. And from henceforth. So the question which is under discussion is that the next question, question number 97, explain how the experiences of the fully consecrated vary according to temperament. So this is the question. So the meaning of the question is that many people get consecrated. Okay, but there are various types of expression. Once they are consecrated, not all are equally developed. Not all be in the same level, but there are different ways of expressing themselves. You see, there are different ways they show themselves to be in Christ or development in Christ. So what are these experiences? Is these experiences correct? Or is it okay? Or what is the difference? Why there is difference? Is it okay to have these differences? Or is it always necessary that you should have the same type of experience? Okay. Now, okay. Amar brother and Romy sister. So, would you like to comment on this thing? What's your thought? What's your observation on based on this paragraph?
Experiences.
Or tell sister. Romista, you can tell. You have anything to tell?
Brother, could you please elaborate the questions?
Okay, see the question is that, say, many people consecrate, correct? No, but
Yes.
not everybody react the same way after consecration. That means react means what? The same way everybody are not developed after consecration. See, there are different levels, okay? But not everybody seem to be on the same level. Why is it so? Is it correct to have such differences? See, generally, we have studied that we all need to be like Christ. So we all need to attain the likeness of Christ. Okay. But once after consecration, all don't develop in the same way. So there will be differences of temperament. Temperament will be what do you say? A certain highlighting character in some persons. You see, there will be differences. Like, for example, if I tell you, Gopal brother and brother Amar are both brothers, own brothers, blood brothers. Okay. They are related in blood. But you see, both are not the same. Both are having different temperament. Both are having different behavior, different characters. So everything is different. But yet, both are consecrated. So, how these experiences are according to the temperament? See, how these differences are there. Now, is it okay to have these differences? What does the volume say about this one? In this paragraph, Brother Russell gives a lot of examples about the such type of differences. Now, is it good to have that differences, or how? I hope you're studied this paragraph. That means you read this paragraph in
Yes,
Nepal.
brother, we did.
Okay, so hope you got the questions, sir.
Yes, brother.
Okay, now tell me, what do you think?
Well, there will be the different after the consecration, how people
Okay.
but it's moreover the some people will be happy to realize the realize the special care from God.
Okay.
But some people will exuberant nature, it will bring them joys and praise.
Okay. Okay. Our brother. So what do you think? You have any comments on that one?
Yes, satisfying and peace, rest of heart, and
Okay.
joy.
Okay. So is it good to have these differences? Is it okay to have these
Yes.
differences?
Yes, brother.
Okay. Now why are these differences there? Why do you think there will be differences?
Even being the disciple of Christ, brother, they all are different,
Okay.
and they have
All have different temperament.
Why these differences were there? See, in the apostles also there were differences. Why? Why was there differences? Any idea, any guess what might be the cause?
Because they all have the different natural temperaments, brother.
Okay, why is it so? Why do they have these differences? You're absolutely correct, because everybody has differences. But why? Why do these differences come? Okay, Amar brother, any idea? Okay, give you example, you and Gopal. So both are not equal. There is a lot of differences, no? So that's the thing. Why do you think the differences come? So think it naturally. So why do you think there is some differences? What are the reasons? Okay. Munaster. Can you speak? Munastar, are you there? Okay. Okay, Gopal brother.
I think the where they grown up,
So the background,
Okay.
and when we think naturally, then maybe education, maybe job, all these things make people different, brother, as per their experiences and all.
Very good, very good. See, there are definitely differences of temperament. Not two persons are alike. No two persons' fingerprint are alike. So definitely there'll naturally be a difference. So similarly, once they consecrate also, we can't expect the same reaction from everybody. Correct, no? So like for example, some people, when they consecrate or while consecrating, they're very joyful, very thrilled. You see, very zealous, very energetic. You see, they want to serve the Lord. You see, so many people are there. But some people, you see, you would have observed when consecrating, they would be in very silent mode, speculating. To us, it will see as if they are speculating whether to give themselves to the Lord or not. You see, they'll be very cool enough. You see, so this type of people also, still some people will be there. They won't do or they won't show any reaction at all. You see, we will feel as if you see they're not interested in the Lord at all, but yet they consecrated the Lord. You see, yet they are regular attendance in the ecclesia. You see, so why these differences will come? You see, it is because of the natural experiences, the way they are grown up, and ultimately, above all, the way they love the Lord. You see, some many people, they love the Lord too much. You see, hence they are ready to do anything for the Lord. You see, they show their emotions outwardly. You see, they are, you see, used to show their emotions outwardly, and they are free to express it. You see, they want to express it. You see, so, like for example, David. You remember the story of David? When David, you see, brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. How did he bring? Anybody know? What did he do? Gopal brother, Ram minister, what did David do when he brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem? The Ark of the Covenant was stolen by the Philistines. Correct, no? They had taken it and under captivity, they have put it in their house. You see, along with next to Baal. You see, but David, you see, after this one and all, it was returned to Israel. But it was not restored in a temple. Temple was not constructed. You see, so hence it was in the place of a person's house, you see. So from there he thought of bringing it to the priest's house. Now you tell me, what did David do at that time? How did David react? See, all the people were full of joy, you see, when they were supposed to bring the covenant, Ark of the Covenant. But what did especially David do? Any idea?
The sacrifice, brother. They sacrifice the calf, bull calf, and they dance as well. Especially David dance all along the journey with music and shouting.
Okay, so what did David do then after singing, dancing? What else did David do?
I think he sacrificed bull, brother.
Okay. See, if you read in the Bible, you see, David was a king. So when he brought the Ark of the Covenant, he was so thrilled that, as you told, he sang and danced, you see, to his limit. He even removed his upper garments also. So his wife, Michal, you see, she saw David and you see, she thought in her heart how this David is behaving, you see, in front of everybody, being a king, is making himself in such a condition. So, why did David only do the condition? If you see, David was so much, you see, thrilled and joy that he wanted to completely, you see, he was immersed in that, you see, in that moment, in that joyful moment. But what about the rest of the Israel people? Did everybody rejoice in such a way? No, you see. So they had some limitations, probably. Why, if you see, they were not so much excited as David was to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. And David, not only did one, he was, you see, already he had made preparations to build the temple. So that temperament, you see, was with David. How did he receive that, you see, character, if you see? Based on these experiences, as you told, now various experiences, you see, in each and every experiences, you see how God guides us, our faith on the Lord, you see, these all things, you see, it develops our reaction and behavior towards, you see, so in this consecration. So hence, you see, David, in each and every step, how God guided him, how God protected him. So this all made him more, you see, to have more faith on the Lord. So hence, when the Ark of the Covenant was bought, he was super thrilled. But this was not with the entire Israel. You see, so same way, so some people who consecrate, they are full of joy. You see, so they don't have anything in them. They don't hide their emotions. Why? Because that jubilation is, you see, a part of their experience, how God has guided them till now, how God has brought them till such a step, and how God has been guiding them, you see. So these things has that effect. Okay. Now, among the apostles, okay, was there any differences among the apostles, what do you say, regarding their behavior or regarding the character? Or regarding the zeal and energy for the Lord, was there any differences among the apostles? Come on, brother, tell me. Was there differences among the apostles? There were 12 apostles, but were all equal?
No, brother.
No, okay. No, they were different. Now, who were the closest to the Lord? Who was the closest to the Lord?
I think Apostle Paul, brother.
Apostle Paul. But when Jesus was there, was Apostle Paul with Jesus during the ministry? Okay,
No.
when Jesus was alive on this earth, now among the 12 apostles, you see, which way the apostles were close to Jesus?
Apostle Simon,
Apostle
Simon,
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 okay.
Simon, Simon.
Okay. Simon means later his name was changed now. What is the new name? Romeo, tell me, what is his new name of Simon?
I forgot, brother.
Okay, Gopal brother. Who is Simon?
Simon Peter, brother.
Very good. Simon
Yeah.
Peter. Okay. Now, who were, was it only Peter was the closest? Was there anybody else who was close to Jesus?
Apostle John, brother.
Apostle John. Then, that's all. Only two people among the 10.
Apostle John was the closest one,
Okay.
and
Romeo, tell me. Along with John, who was also closest to Jesus? Very easy, very simple answer. Okay, I'll give you a clue. Now, John. John was the brother of? Who was John's brother?
Yeah, cool.
Gopal brother. Who was John's brother?
James, brother.
Very good. You see, James. So James and John, they both were brothers. You see, these three people were very closest to the Lord. Why? Why only these people were closest to the Lord? Oh, did Jesus show any partiality to them? If you see, no partiality. They loved the Lord very much. They loved the Lord very most. You see, that is the reason they were very close. You see? Okay. Now, see, these three were very zealous. Huh? Now, was there any particular name given to these people? Did Jesus call them by any pet name? Any favorite name was given to them? Simon was called Peter. Okay? A new name was given. What about James and John? Did Jesus give them any new name? Tinka. Ramesh, Raman brother, Gopal brother, Tinka. What was the name was given to these apostles?
They were called the Sons of Thunder, brother.
They were called the sons of thunder. What do you mean by sons of thunder?
More jealous and more jealous and they were so enthusiastic also, brother.
You see, thunder means how does the thunder come? It comes very slowly, calmly. How does thunder come? Tell me. Come on, brother. Romeister, tell me. How does thunder come? It comes slowly or fastly? How does it come?
Fast,
Fast, very fast.
very fast.
You see,
Yes.
within a twinkling of an eye. So, these were called sons of thunder, means they are very energetic. They're very fast. You see, they're very zealous, very energetic. You see, they had that spirit to do unto the Lord. You see, they never waited. You see, they were very spontaneous, you see, to do. So, this, what do you say, reaction, you see, it was not found in among all the disciples. So, these three were very closest to the Lord. So, similarly, you see, among the consecrated, some may have that joy, that energy as they consecrated, but it doesn't mean that their consecration is not accepted. Got it? You see, some may remain calm, some may remain cool, you see. Huh? Like for the other examples, Thomas. You see, what Thomas did is not given anywhere in the Bible at all. You see, but yet Thomas is the apostle. You see, other of the apostles also. You see, there not much is written about them, but yet they were called apostles. But remember, you see, among all the apostles, okay, now whom did Jesus correct the most? Tell me. Gopal brother, Romeshtama brother, you three, whoever finds the answer, they can tell. Among these 12 apostles, okay, Jesus corrected which of the apostles? Which apostles were corrected the maximum times? Which of the apostles had more of rebuke, more correction from Jesus? Jesus corrected nobody. Tell me.
He corrected brother.
Whom did he correct?
I think the Peter.
Okay. What did he correct Peter as? What did Jesus correct Peter as?
Oh, well, while Jesus told all the apostles about how he's going to be arrested and have to suffer all, and Peter told that I will never let that happen. So at that time, Jesus told him, go away, Satan, like that.
You see, Jesus scolded or rebuked Peter, telling him as the adversary. Get behind me, Satan means what? Get behind me, adversary. You're against God's will. See, the one who was very closest to Jesus, very zealous in the Lord's activity, you see, even he was also corrected. So just because somebody is very enthusiastic, energetic, doesn't mean, you see, they are infallible. Doesn't mean that they are completely 100% correct. You see, there are chances that they may also fall. Got it? Huh? Good. Jesus never called anybody a Satan. He is the first person who was called a Satan. You see, get behind me, you adversary, Satan. Okay. What about other two apostles? We saw two apostles, no? Other two apostles. Gopal brother, we also saw sons of thunder. Huh? Did Jesus ever correct them?
Yes, brother. While they were they praised the gospel, but the people didn't listen to them, and they said, "Jesus, would you allow us so that that we call the heaven to come down fire and burn them all?" So they asked such questions to Jesus, brother.
Yeah, very good. You see, once they went to a Samaritan place to get some food. But they did not, you see, receive them. Instead, they, you see, pushed them away. They told, no, you please go away from here. You see, so that time, you see, they were very angry. They were very displeased. They came to Jesus and said, Master, you see, they did not give us anything to eat. No food was given to them, from them. So I request you that you please give us permission that we may call fire from heaven and destroy them. You see, very zeal, no? Sons of thunder. They already requested fire from heaven. Why? To destroy that place completely. And what did Jesus cut them? Jesus cut that, you know what? No, you know not what type of spirit. You are off. You see, so he was rebuked. You see, so the both were rebuked. You see, Son of Man came to save man's life, not to destroy man's life. Very good. So here we see there was a temperament differences among the apostles. You see, one was more joy, more zealous. It doesn't mean that these only make their calling election sure. While others were not so zealous, were not so active, you see, that don't make the calling election sure. Okay? So, any examples? These three people were closed. Okay? Now, any examples in the Bible that it was only these three people, you see, they were close to Jesus. Are there any incidents in the Bible mentioning that these three were close to Jesus? Amar brother, Romister, I hope did you read this paragraph in Nepali before coming to the class? Three of you. Gopal brother, Romister, Amar brother, did you read this paragraph before coming to the class, today's class?
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
Okay, then you should be answering this one. Tell me the three incidents. What incidents do you think that these people were very close to the Lord? So you did you understand the question, sir? You understood the question?
Can you repeat it again, brother?
See, these three apostles were close to the Lord. Who three? Who are the three?
Peter,
Good,
James,
good.
and John.
Peter, James, and John. Okay. What incident in the Bible shows that these three were close to the Lord? You got it?
Yes,
Understood,
brother.
sir? You got it?
So the question is, what is the incident that happened to them?
Where do we see that these three were close to Jesus? Any examples in the Bible that these three were close to Jesus? Now is the question more clear?
Yes, brother, yes.
Okay. Now tell me, you and
Just
our
a
brother
second, brother.
discuss and tell.
Okay. Okay, brother.
Okay, tell me, sir. Our brother, tell me. Our brother.
Yes, brother.
Tell me. Tell me, brother. Tell me the situations or incident.
There was a girl who was dead. An accent.
Okay.
And Jesus was there for healing,
Okay.
and only Jesus actually allowed three of them to enter in the room
Which room?
where the that girl was
Dead. The
kept.
girl was
Yes.
dead. She was laid. So these three were along with Jesus in that room. So none of the apostles were there. Correct, huh?
Yes, brother. That's why
Ah, who is
she
that girl?
remembered.
Jairus' daughter. What is the girl's name? Jairus' daughter. You should read the Bible. See, you until you all read the Bible daily, you can't improve at all. You see, compulsory you should read the Bible. At least one chapter you should read. Now, you see, the situation is different. Before you were in Babylon, okay. But now after consecrating, you see, if you start reading the Bible, you will understand it more clearly than before. Okay? Okay, good. Okay, second incident. Gopal brother, tell me. Now, third incident, Amar brother, you should tell me. Now, before that, you please be prepared. Well, what is the third incident? Okay, Gopal brother, tell me the second incident. Tell me the second incident where it shows the three apostles were close to our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Mount of Transfiguration, brother. Jesus took three of them, and they heard whatever they heard that And they saw also the Elijah and Moses appeared and talked with Jesus Christ, and Jesus's that clothes were brightened, and they heard that he is my son, and whom I love, and you listen whatever he says to you. So that was the incident, brother.
Very good. So that incident also, you see the Mount of Transfiguration. So Jesus was supposed to be, you see, crucified in very shortly. So that was almost his last stage of his life. So he wanted to show to the apostles how the kingdom shall be. So hence he took them to the mountain. You see, so only three people were taken to the mountain. So the three apostles are Peter, James, and John. These three were taken to the Mount. So upon the mountain, Jesus was transfigured. You see? So only why these three? Because these three were very close to the Lord. You see, they loved the Lord, you see, more than other apostles. So hence these three people were taken, and you see so many things they saw. Okay? Very good. Okay. Now, third incident. Now, Brother Amar, tell me, Brother, what is the third incident?
Third incident. There is the get some money.
Very good, very good. Garden of Gethsemane. You see, what happened in Garden of Gethsemane, brother?
Jesus left all the disciples, brother, and he took three of them to pray before he going to cross.
Very good. You see, they walked to Gethsemane. You see, so usually it was a day-to-day activity. So Jesus used to sleep in Gethsemane, not in any home, under shelter beautifully. You see, taking the blanket, nicely wrapped. You see, so he used to spend time night in the Gethsemane. So there, everybody was sleeping. But Jesus, you see, he walked a little bit further. You see, and he knelt down and prayed to the Lord. Even there, while praying, you see, Jesus took these three people. You see, all the apostles were there, but these three people were very close to Jesus. You see, almost very near when Jesus was praying. What did Jesus told to Peter? Watch and pray, watch and pray, don't sleep. Jesus once also mentioned, can't you spend some time with me? You see, that means what? Jesus was heavy-hearted. You see, so he requested them, kindly spend some time with me. So, why did he mention this one only to three? Because these three were very close to the Lord. You see, so how much close will you to the Lord? The same way the Lord reciprocates his love towards us. So, the more we love, the more he loves us back. You see, the less we love, the less he loves us back. So, you see, there are differences in temperament. But yet, their consecration is also accepted. You see, so hence, the outward reaction of a human being, the outward reaction of a consecrated, you see, that doesn't make one person to make their calling and election sure. Got it? See why we brother is touching this point. Outward expression of some persons. You see, the more joy, the more thrill, the more zeal, the more energy, doesn't mean that you make your calling election sure. Your calling in election sure doesn't depend upon your outward reaction. Got it clearly? Understood, Gopal brother? Romesh Amma brother, understood?
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
So some people might be quiet. You see, as per my understanding, Amar brother is very quiet compared to Brother Gopal. You see, so doesn't mean that Amar brother can't make his calling election sure. Doesn't mean that only Gopal brother will the crown. You see, so You can win the crown. You see, this exuberant behavior or expression, you see, that is not, you see, the thing that makes our calling election sure. Got it? So remember, the outward demonstration, you see, is not important. Although that's good, that's appreciable. Jesus appreciated. Hence he called those three people very close to him. You see, hence he called sons of thunder. You see, the same way you rebuke them, you see. So that's very good. You see, but that doesn't make our calling election sure. Got it? Okay. Now let us read the third question. This is very important, very related to the previous point. Then what makes us to be consecrated? You see, what makes our calling election sure? That's the next question. The question is that, you see, if consecration does not signify human perfection, you see, how can God accept our sacrifice? You see, tell me. Consecration doesn't mean perfection. You see, then how does God accept our sacrifice? See, in the Old Testament, the question is like this. I'll try to explain it a bit. Few examples. In the Old Testament, whenever they used to sacrifice a bullock or a calf or a goat to the Lord, that was supposed to be pure. You see, pure, clean. That means what? It has to have no blemish. You see, it has to be no deformed. It is to be very clean. See, no deformed sacrifices was accepted by the Lord. You understood, no? That's a clean sacrifice. That's a pure sacrifice. You see? But we, you see, we are all impure. We are all sinners. But how is God accepting our sacrifice then? Got it? When consecration doesn't mean perfection, how God is accepting our imperfect sacrifice? This is the question. Got it? Hope you understood the
Yes,
question.
brother. Yes, brother.
Okay, Amar brother, you understood the question?
Yes, brother.
Okay, good. Now, Gopal brother, I hope you also understood the question.
Yes, brother.
Okay, now who wants to answer? So, what God accepts in consecration? We don't have any perfection in us. When we
Yes,
offer
brother.
this dead body, a sinner's body, a sinful body, how does God accept it?
So it is not about how we live or our life more of our outwardly, brother. It's he look in us. He always look our heart and our will,
Good.
and yes, brother, it is moreover the being devoted to him and willing for what he will us to do
Good.
that make our consecration
Very good. Very good.
accepted in Christ.
Very good. That is accepted in Christ. Okay. Amar brother, what do you say?
Yes, brother. Also, we need to sacrifice our
Life.
yes, brother, our life, even into death.
Good. We need to offer and be faithful to God until our death. Very good.
Yes, brother.
Very good. Very good. So, how does God accept our sacrifice? We don't have perfection in body. So, how does God accept his sacrifice? How is our body, a sinner's body, made perfect? Or how is it considered as holy?
Just
How is it considered as holy? Okay, now I'll put it the same way. How are we made holy? We are sinners, correct? No. Now, how are we made holy? Let Brother
through
Amar answer.
Christ, brother.
Very good. Very good.
Christ, how he paid the death penalties and all of our sin, he bears everything,
Very good.
whatever that Adam's
Very
had.
good. Very good. So our sinful body is totally covered with a, you see, robe of righteousness. So that is how we are
Yes,
justified out.
brother.
That is how we are considered as pure, holy. Then only God accepts our sacrifice. Okay, good. Okay, now Gobal brother, tell me. So what do you think? If consecration does not signify human perfection, how can God accept our sacrifice? One, it is through Jesus Christ. Next.
Yes, brother. We are justified through by faith. So if we have faith on Jesus Christ, and we become we are reckonedly perfect,
Good,
and
reckonedly perfect, not actually perfect. God considers us that we are perfect. He treats
yes.
that, okay, we are perfect, but actually we won't be perfect. Very good.
And after that, he sees our intention, will, and heart, brother.
Very good. He sees our intention. You see, the body is still the same, the mind is still the same, but that will. What do you mean by will? Is there any difference between will and our mind? Is there any difference between our brain and will? If you see, yes, slight difference is there. That means what actually we are and what actually we want to be. You see, what do we want to be is our will. That means I want to be like this. That's my will. What's your aim? What's your desire? You see, no? So what's our desire? That I should be like this. So we all are sinners, but we all have a will. We want to be like whom?
Like Jesus, brother.
Ah, like Jesus. See, that intention. How much percentage of desire do you have? If he asks this question, how much percentage you want to be like Christ? How much percentage?
100%, brother.
100%. That desire God accepts. He doesn't accept any imperfect
Yes.
sacrifice. Understood? So no imperfection is accepted, but he accepts, you see, a cheerful giver. 100%. If you are dedicated to the Lord, God will accept. That's the reason. See, previously we saw three examples, no? Three apostles. Who are there? Tell me their name. Three apostles we saw, no?
Yes, brother. It's James, John, and Peter.
James, John, and Peter. Three persons were very fast, were very quick in reacting. But three persons, they had so much of mistakes in them, so much of flaws. You see, so much of problem was there in them. You see, Peter, used to always do his own way, have to very fastly react, very fast, never think. You see, when Jesus said, you see, go sell and take some purse. If he that doesn't have a knife, go get a knife. Correct, no? So what did Peter say? Immediately he took out and sword and he showed to the Lord, Lord, am I having this one? Already I'm ready with this one. What did Jesus say? Okay, keep it. When the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, what did Peter do? Peter immediately took the knife to smite him. You see? So Peter did not even ask, Lord, Lord, shall I use the sword? You told me to keep the sword, no? Shall I use it? Immediately reacted. You see? So very fast, very zealous. But see the desire, but see the intention. See, they did not want to be a killer. They did not want to be a murderer. Pete did not want to be a murderer. But the intention was to save the Lord. Nobody should touch the Lord. You see, nobody should harm the Lord. We need to protect him. I love him so much. I can't see him suffering. That desire was good. Got it? See, the intention was very good. You see, so he wanted to remain with the Lord until death. The so same way, our intention, you see, is accepted. When we are immersing in baptism, our heart will tell, no, we are not faithful in this flesh. I can't completely, you see, overcome all my weaknesses. Yes, you can't overcome, but yet you have that desire, you have that intention. You have that energy, zeal to try to achieve that one. That is very, very important. You see? So, what does it mean? Does it mean that within few years everything will change? No. This change will happen only when? When will this change happen? How many years will it take for this change to happen? When will this change happen in us? See, now we have good intentions, goodwill, but when will it bring it into actions?
1,000 years.
In a 1,000 years. So when is the 1,000 years? After another 1,000 years from today?
It's actually the 28th, 74.
Okay. So 2874 will be ready.
Well, date wise, it's.
Okay. Oh, forget about the date. Forget about the date. Now let us speak out ourselves. You see,
Okay.
ourselves, you tell me, when will this change come in us? Will it take 10, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years? Of course, we can't live for 1,000 years. We will
Yes.
die before that one. So how many years? How many
So
years?
it is not about the how many years, but it took our all of our life to be.
Very good. That is the point. It will take how many years? Whole of our?
Lives.
Ah, that means that change will come only at death. Got it?
Yes, brother.
Huh? Clear? Couple brother, clear? Huh? So, our perfection will come only at death when we die. Remember Naaman 7-dipping? See,
Yes, brother.
Naaman was not cured at all till the last dipping. So
Yes,
last
brother.
dipping is death. Once we immerse ourselves completely in death, then only we'll come back perfection. So Naaman, while he was dipping the seventh time, he was still having leprosy. Not a iota of leprosy was cured. Correct now? Not even
Yes,
1%,
brother.
10% were reduced. Still the same. This is the same way. We keep on dipping, we keep on dipping, 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 no changes. Why? Only the heart remains perfect. Only the intention remains perfect. But actually, nothing works out. Only at death will get perfection. Okay. Now, Gopal brother, is there any scripture that tells that we will remain like this till death? Is there any scriptures we tell that we will be changed, we will be completely renewed only after resurrection? Is there any scripture?
Yes, it's in 1 Corinthians, brother, chapter 15,
Okay.
where it returns, we're sown in corruption, sown in weakness,
Okay.
and sown in disorder.
Okay.
So,
Where,
brother,
which verse in Corinthians?
please wait for me. Let me see. It's in 1 Corinthians 15.
Read 1 Corinthians 15, which verse?
Please write, brother. 38. It's in 35.
35. Now, Romy brother, sorry, Romy sister, Amma brother, open a Bible. Now, Brother Gopal will read. Read, Gopal brother.
Not please, wait, brother. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not the body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat or of some other grain.
Which verse you
But
told? Which verse you're reading, brother? First Corinthians 15 chapter. Read verse 1 minute. 42.
42, 42, yes, 42, brother. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption.
Got it. It is sown in. Sown in what?
Sown in corruption and raised in incorruption.
So when we are sowing, even till our burial, we are sown in corruption only. Corruption. Something will be there. Because we're in the flesh. But it will be raised in incorruption. Let's continue. Continue. Verse.
It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power.
Weakness raised in power. Apostle Paul said, when you are weak, he is strong. You see, weakness. Everybody got some weakness now. So same weakness will be there till with us. It will be raised only in perfection. So what it? So this perfection, our loyalty of heart will bring change, you see, in the body, you see, once the nature is completely changed. Once when God gives us a suitable body, we will be able to express ourselves. Okay, got it? So we'll end here. So next week we'll continue. So while reading the volumes, you see, I'll give you some tips. You see, you before coming to the volume study, you need to definitely read the volumes. Okay? When you read the volumes, you got a question book. You see, question books is there now. You see the questions. So based on these questions, you try to figure out what does this paragraph speaks, and you need to prepare yourself. And when you're reading the volumes, you see. When you're reading the volumes, if you find that there are any scriptures, but there are no scripture quotations given there, but there's a scripture with a verse that is written, but there is quotations is not there, like 1 Corinthians 15, 42. You write that verse. You, when you're reading the volume, you search the Bible physically, take the verse, write down the verse here. And when we are studying, if you find any new points, you see, you need to write it down. Write it down here. Spaces are given. See my volume. See, I written so many points here. So many points here. You see? So many examples. What we studied about David. You see so many examples about this different types of experiences a person goes. These things and all, you should write it down. Okay? Got it, brother? Gopal brother? Amma brother, got it?
Yes, brother. Yes, brother.
Okay, see, I have written my volume. See? Lot of examples. See, a lot of examples I have written here. Here, got it? See, a lot of verses here. See, that's how I take volume study. When I am studying, I get new points and all. I write it down. So when we are studying, we brothers give them, they give their thoughts. It will be new. It won't be written in that volume, in that paragraph, but it will be suitable one for that paragraph. Write it down. I mean, it's very simple. Two, three words. Third, When you come for the study, it will be a blessing. Okay. So hope next week we'll all be more thoroughly prepared. Okay, got it?
Yes, brother.
Okay, now any doubts, any questions? Any
Slowly
doubts?
understanding, brother.
Ah,
Yes, we been through the question, and it's, I think, we will follow the tips as you give, brother. That will be very helpful, brother.
okay, sir, thank you. And one more thing, probably English might be a barrier to express yourself. Try to use simple words. So it will be very good.
Okay, brother.
Okay, thank you. Good. Cool. In end, we'll finish with a word of prayer.
Sure, brother.
Okay, now who would like to pray? Amar
I'll pray,
brother
brother.
or Romy sister? Anybody?
I will pray, brother.
Oh, sure, sister. Thank you.
सर्वशक्तिमान परमेश्वर पिता, हामी तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छौँ. तपाईँ जसले सम्पूर्ण थोकहरू बनाउनु भयो, अनि तपाईँ सर्वशक्तिमान एकमात्र सत्य जीवित परमेश्वर, हामी तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छौँ यो स्टडीको अवसरको लागि प्रभु, अनि तपाईँको ज्ञान, तपाईँको आशिषले प्रभु हामीलाई यो सबै कुराहरू बुझ्न र प्रभु, अनि तपाईँ हाम्रो हृदयको इन्टेन्सन हेर्नुहुन्छ, अनि प्रभु हामी हाम्रो जीवनको अन्तिमसम्म तपाईँले चाहनु भए जस्तै तपाईँको पाइला पछ्याउनलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस्, अनि पढ्न बढ्न सहायता गर्नुहोस्, अनि यो समय जसरी हामी राजु ब्रदरबाट पाइरहेका छौँ, अनि हामी धन्यवाद दिँदछौँ, अनि उहाँहरूको जीवनमा प्रशस्त आशिष तपाईँले थपिदिनु भएको होस्, उहाँको परिवारमा, उहाँको छोरा श्रीमतीको साथमा तपाईँ होइदिनुहोस्, अनि उहाँद्वारा धेरै मानिसहरूले सुन्ने अवसरहरू पाउनु भएको होस्, धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छौँ. सबै कुरा हामी तपाईँको हातमा राख्छौँ, आशिष दिनुहोस् भन्ने प्रार्थना गर्छौँ यशु प्रभुको नाउँमा. आमेन.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Good night.